We are experiencing unprecedented times. The Biden administration just backstabbed Israel in the back again. The UN Security Council just passed a resolution demanding that Israel completely end the IDF operations in Gaza during the rest of the month of Ramadan. But here's the kicker. The United States did not veto the resolution. It abstained, hence it passed. Now, this resolution is not legally binding, but it shows how the United States under the Biden administration is working against us in Israel. What about pressuring Iran or Qatar to force Hamas to surrender and free our captives? What about the pressure there? Nothing. The Biden administration is not pressuring Iran or Qatar to have Hamas end the war or release our hostages. No, the Biden administration is just pressuring Israel now at the UN. So here's where things get really interesting. Netanyahu warned the Biden administration this morning that if it wouldn't veto the UN vote, then Netanyahu would cancel the Israeli delegation to Washington, D.C., where they are supposed to meet the Biden administration to discuss the upcoming IDF operation Rafah that Biden wants to stop us from doing, unless we follow all of his conditions. So our message in Israel to the Biden administration and to the world is simple. We, the Jewish people of Israel, will do what we have to do to free our captives and end the evil Arab Muslim terror threat that is against us from Gaza or anywhere else, so that never again will Jews in Israel live in fear of another October 7th terror attack. Never again, folks. That is what any country would do, and don't you dare stop us from doing it here in the Jewish state of Israel. But what we are witnessing is the process of Israel finally growing independence from a morally compromised United States foreign policy establishment being led right now by the Biden administration. The Jewish people, we are alive and well, and we're going to stand up for ourselves just like any self-respecting country would do anywhere in the world. You are not going to stop us, you immoral Biden administration. Everyone remember, Am Yisrael Chai. We're back in our ancestral homeland. We are not going anywhere. We're going to stand up for truth, justice, morality here, where we're facing the greatest evil that really has exposed itself in today's day and age.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.